This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, let's remember time in God's Word, opening the Bible and inviting God to shape the way we think about life is always time so well spent. Do you know that if you have the wrong perspective on life, it shapes everything about you? It colors the way you think about the issues of your life. It colors the way you think about the good things in your life and how you think about the challenging things in your life. It colors what you perceive as the really desirable things in life, what matters to you and what's not important. If you have a wrong perspective on those things, you can spend your whole life pursuing and getting stressed out about things that when you come to the end, and your life is really, truly coming to a close, you can look back and say, why in the world were those the things that mattered to me? But how good to come to the end of your life and look back and say, man, I lived for the things that matter. Wouldn't that be great? Well, you get to that place by starting right now, shaping your life around the things that matter. And you do that by taking time each day with God, inviting Him to shape your perspective on life. We're talking this week about developing an attitude of gratitude. Now, that sounds a bit corny, but I put it in that way just to help you remember it. Developing an attitude of thanksgiving. We looked at the Apostle Paul's challenge to us in the Bible yesterday that he said, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And today I want to take you to Psalm 100. Just five verses in this psalm, but listen to the attitude of thanksgiving that's there. It says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, not with this big heavy weight around your neck. Oh, I know I've got to do this because I know it's right. No, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves. How ridiculous a thought would that be? We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. Man, how great a thought that God is the Creator. He is the one behind this universe, and He's the one behind you. And that Creator is faithful. He's good. The Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations. All of these things about His character are unaffected by whether or not we are going through difficult times in our lives. Focusing on these spiritual realities that this God of the universe, who is faithfully good, wants to be involved in my life, and is offering me the opportunity to live life in relationship with Him, what a fool I would be to reject that, and how awesome it is to experience it. So as you go into this day, go into it with your heart overflowing with thankfulness to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.